This is I'll Play Giles, You Be Spike, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Formosa Sinequis and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for fluff and humor, librarian Steve Harrington, vampires, alternate universe, modern setting.
This might be a crack fic, IDK. It's the weekend before summer reading, y'all. Just don't even look at me.
Not beta read.
But did I really need to tell you that?
Author's notes.
The summer reading program starts Monday. Everyone show your local children's librarian, me, some love and kindness, pretty please. I'm already so tired.
There's a vampire in the nonfiction section, Steve says in a harsh whisper that feels louder than if he'd just shouted it from across the room at Robin like he'd wanted to in the first place. She finishes her spinny chair rotation before saying, and other rejected Bailey School Kids titles. What game is this?
It's not a game.
He drops the stack of go-backs he was about to put on a shelf in a thump on the counter. His preference for taking small stacks instead of wheeling the whole cart has served him well, both for his sense of dramatics and for his ability to stealth.
There is a Kiefer Sutherland Lost Boys vampire in the nonfiction stacks. Or he's really more like the dark-haired one.
There really is something for everyone at the library, she says with a dreamy sigh, bringing her folded hands up to her face.
Robin! Could you be serious for 5 seconds?
Could you? Why are you jumping to vampire when it's obviously just a goth patron? He leans further across the desk so he can whisper more aggressively in her face.
Because he was in the 800s, Robin. Nobody just goes into the 800s.
Plenty of people go into the 800s. That's where all the poetry and short stories are.
Oh, yeah. All the poetry and short stories Diana buys. You tell me the last time you remember a new poetry book hitting the collection that wasn't for Adele back in Kids, and maybe I'll believe you about Vampire Guy.
She sputters, because he's right, and he had to listen to her complain about how she never would have heard of Gay Poems for Red States if their digital collection on Libby weren't so much better stocked than their physical collection. And he's right about this.
You're not right about this, but let's pretend you are. Why don't you go out and live your Bella Swan fantasy then, dingus?
Because he's super hot and intimidating, and you want him to bite you.
And,
he says, loud enough that Mrs. Willis over on the computer shushes him.
And you don't get to make fun of me just because some perky blonde hasn't shown up to help you live out your little Tinkerbell fairy fantasy.
Excuse me. A warm, raspy voice pipes up from behind Steve. He doesn't have to turn to be certain of who it belongs to. But he does, because he gets off on that edge of self-embarrassment, and also it's his literal job.
How can I help you?
The bulky leather jacket the guy has on, even though it's May and basically already the summer, must have him hot. There's a flush staining his face that is not a point away from Steve's vampire theory, even if he knows Robin is already thinking that it is. He's wearing a shirt that says Corroded Coffin, which is where vampires live.
He knows that much, even if he can never successfully keep up with Dracula Daily any year he tries.
Yeah, so I made a bet with a friend that I could find a really specific piece of information before her by going to the library instead of using the internet. Robin sucks in a sharp breath between her teeth, the sound of Steve's wince.
I'm playing the long odds. Google kinda sucks now, so I think I've got a chance.
Steve can help you out, Robin volunteers, standing up on the footrest of her wheelie chair to give his shoulder a shove.
He is the best at finding things in the dark, secluded stacks where the cameras can't see you. Did you already know what you were looking for?
Steve asks.
Just to stop what is currently happening.
If it's just the book not being where it's at, I can help you find it.
Nonfiction is a pain, and people are always trying to be helpful and put things away. But I guess Hawkins Elementary isn't teaching the decimals like they used to. He couldn't be rambling any worse if he were actually Robin, and not the other timeshare owner of their worst brain cell. Hot vampire guy just watches, a little amused, but his smile is close-lipped, because he's obviously trying to hide his vampire fangs. Not that Steve has a problem with being the hapless victim at the beginning of the Buffy episode. Everybody has to go sometime, and if it's via a hotter spike, it's better than the way he always assumed he would die. As a casualty of one of Henderson's sketchy science experiments. I have a confession, Hot Vampire Guy says, once they made it back to where Steve remembers him standing before. Yeah? He prompts, oddly scanning the shelf in front of him. Hopefully projecting whatever air of openness that gets strangers to confess their darkest sins to him unprompted at 9 a.m, so that this hot stranger feels comfortable admitting that he's a sexy creature of the night. I don't actually need anything from this row. Our bet was actually about whether or not you and your coworker are an item. Well, that wasn't at all what Steve was hoping he would say. Hot guy, probably a human hot guy since it is 5 o'clock and the sun is still high in the sky, isn't looking at him. He's straightening up the short story collections and bringing them up neatly to the edge of the shelf, letting his fingers gently flirt with some of the spines in lingering and wanting glances. Yeah, we're not together, and you're not her type. Sorry to be the bearer of that bad news. Hot guy sputters, mouth opening wide in his haste to deny his interest, and revealing moderately sharp but definitely human canines and incisors. Unfortunate, since Steve doesn't trust anyone who isn't a little obsessed with Robin like he is. She seems great, he says, when he's finished spitting all over the books. She's just not really my type, either. Seems like she's more into literary fiction, and I'm looking for a guy who's into campy horror and bad sci-fi. The Star Trek novelizations aren't bad sci-fi, Steve says by rote, having spent too much time with the most annoying nerds in the world who only appreciated doorstops that had literary merit. Then the rest of the sentence catches up with him. Oh. Hot guy smiles. And smug isn't something that Steve usually finds attractive, but it's working on him. I'm Eddie, he says. And if you give me a second to win this bet, you can tell me how you feel about maybe going out with someone who only plays a vampire on paper. The end.